Well, coming up this weekend on Saturday is the annual Pheasants Forever Banquet in Audubon County. We want to talk a little bit about the fun they're going to have. Pat Peterson joins us here this morning. He's one of the coordinators, helpers. I don't know what I call you anymore. You're just all involved.
I'm the president.
That's a good way to call it. Okay, very good. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Jim.
Talk about Audubon County Pheasants Forever. Is it a pretty aggressive, pretty full group right now?
Yeah, we have... A really nice board. You know, we have 30 some guys on the board that help out, and you know, honestly, the whole thing revolves around all of us, just not the few officers. So, works good to get ticket sales, getting stuff gathered up to try to make it the best experience we can for anybody that gets there. So, I've been the president for 25 years, I think it is now. So when I started, you know, there was, you know, 200 people coming to the banquet, and now we're up to where we're over 500 most of the time, and we're trying to find seats for people to, you know, be able to get in and stuff. So, yeah, it's really progressed a lot since in 25 years.
That's why I hesitated on what I call you, because I didn't know there were 25-year terms for presidents.
Well, every year we vote on that, and I always lose.
Well, it's fun. Yeah, you would be doing it if you weren't enjoying it.
Yeah, that's true.
This is the 39th annual Audubon County Pheasants Forever Banquet. This has been a good opportunity for your group for fundraising and just membership and everything else that comes along with it, camaraderie, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's been, you know, we have, you know, so many members every year. You know, the COVID thing was pretty hard on Pheasants Forever across the whole country, you know, not having banquets and people didn't renew their memberships. So it really, really kicked the you know, the business kind of in the rear end. But we, you know, recovered a lot. And you know, last year was our best banquet we've ever had. So it was great to see everybody back out and having a good time. But yeah, it's been interesting to, you know, like I said, watching everything that's happened over the last 25 years to how things have changed.
Well, it's nice to see it bounce back, too. Everybody took a little bit of a hit of some sort with the pandemic, but it's nice to see people coming back again and things getting back to the way they were and growing, in fact, back, too. The Audubon County Pheasants Forever Banquet, it's an event. I mean, it's something people look forward to every year. It's become its own thing.
Yeah, it's kind of a social event. I'd say, you know, I would say, you know, probably half the people that show up don't even hunt. You know, but they're excited when it gets around. And you know, we try to, for our auctions and silent auction, live auction, we try to have as many new and different things, you know, to, for options for people to try not have just a cookie cutter banquet every year.
Yeah, and it's not just hunting apparel or hunting gear and stuff like that that's out there for folks. You have all kinds of stuff. Talk about some of the donations you've got, because you got quite a bit of stuff.
Oh yeah, so we have dog boxes. We have this year I have a real neat item of a lady in Illinois who I found on Facebook. She painted a landscape picture on a fan of a turkey. So the whole fan, and she painted that on there. And when I asked her about it, she's like, "You bet, I'd be great, and I'd be happy to help." So we have that. We have some mini fridges that we have. One of them's decorated up with the International Harvester. It's a red mini fridge, and another one it's black, and I think it says "Beer Safe" on it. Maybe we have, you know, a few prints. You know, that's one thing about having a banquet for 39 years, that most people have a picture of a pheasant. If they, you know, if you don't have one now, you don't want one. So, so we try to keep finding stuff. We have some metal pheasants. We have, I'm trying to think what else we.
Are all of these items donated?
A lot of them are, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and then this year we've been blessed with a bunch of people are making us desserts and pies and sourdough bread and this stuff. We're going to have a bake sale, basically, on part of it the night. That all gets donated. Some of the stuff we do have to buy. We have a Caitlin Clark photos thing from I haven't seen it yet, but it's supposed to be like from the Final Four last year. And so we have that. We have some shot skis coming. One of them's supposed to be a Caitlin Clark shot ski. So he's hoping to get that done. He was having a hard time getting the artwork done. And then I think a Kansas City Chiefs is the other one. So,
gosh, you've got a lot of people working on these donations then if you've got this much stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody helps out and goes, and everybody knows a different group, you know, people, and, you know, they do business here, and I do business here, and yeah, we just share across and, you know, gather up and try to give everybody credit. You know, it's a good advertising. You know, we try to, you know, I do most of the announcing, and, you know, I try to say, you know, whoever donated this item, I try to get your name said, you know, because that's why you donate it, is for advertising, to get your name out there.
You bet. Now, can people still get raffle tickets, or is that too late?
No, you can still buy tickets, yeah. We have a couple of traveling raffles. Dale's Gun, Dale Wagner sells tickets on that. And then we have another 8-gun board that it sold out last year, so we added a few more squares, and we added another gun to that. So they sell tickets on that. It's $10 a square, and you don't have to be present to win that, so on either one of those. So yeah, then the general raffle tickets, you know, you have to be there that night to get stuff off of the raffle tables, but you can, when you buy your membership, the way we have it set up now, if you buy your membership before a certain date, then you get some free raffle tickets when, sure, you walk in the door.
Yeah, that date is passed.
But yeah, that date's passed.
They can still get after it if they want to take a look at some of those items. And most of the time with this type of a banquet, folks come out early because they want to spend some time looking around because you've got a lot of stuff displayed.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to get through. And like right now, we're probably looking at around 500 again this year. So you're, you know, stand in line to do what you want to do. The one thing that we do know is when you walk in the door, we're serving from 5 o'clock till 7. So you can walk in and eat. So there's no standing in line to eat and stuff. You can, it really helps move everything along through the night. So
500 prime rib dinners. Who's cooking?
Ashley's Kitchen and Catering in Audubon. This is their first year with that, so we're really excited to have Ashley do a good job for us.
Oh, very good. So typically at these types of events, it's meant to be fun. You've got raffles, auction type thing, but usually there's some different types of games and things and folks can participate in and have a good time with.
Yeah, we'll do a few quickie raffles, reverse bingo. That's kind of hard to explain on the radio, but... We do a veterans raffle. Everybody that's there as a veteran, we do a raffle for them, and we have a award for somebody. We have a donor in the community who sponsors that every year for us. So that's great to have somebody helping us out with that. So yeah, so every once a year, one of the veterans that shows up gets an award. So yeah, there's just a lot of stuff. I was trying to think what else we had on the auction, but I just kind of drawn a blank right here.
They'll just have to come in and take a look around. There's plenty to see, that's for sure. These things are usually, there's just about as many things as there are people at these events a lot of times.
Right.
It's a lot. But again, you mentioned 5 to 7 social hour, the prime rib dinner during that time, and then the raffles and auction activity will get underway about 7 o'clock. It'll be a good night at the Agra Hall in Audubon this Saturday, March 30th, so hope folks do come out. I know there's a small break if you buy your tickets in advance. They still have a little time.
Yeah. The day of, we're charging a little bit extra just to help out the caterer to make sure. But yeah, you can get tickets at the door. You know, hopefully we don't run out of food.
Yeah, you've got single tickets, you get couples tickets. Now, is this meant to be a family-type event?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a... We usually have probably 100 kids there, and every kid that walks in the door that's 15 and under goes home with a prize that night. This year, we bought everybody a fishing pole.
Oh, awesome.
So every kid that walks in there is going to go home with a new, brand new fishing pole.
Well, and the whole purpose of Pheasants Forever, I mean, there is a meaning behind the group, too. It's all about conservation. It's all about preservation. It's all about those things that continue to help the habitat facilities here in the area.
Correct. Yep. We do a lot of cost share on putting in habitat, you know, grassland stuff. We buy probably 4,000 to 5,000 trees and shrubs every year and give away. We have food plot seed available, corn, soybeans, sorghum. So you just have to sign up and let us know, and we can get that to you all at no charge. You know, all we ask is you to get it in the ground, you know, and take care of it and get them growing.
You bet. Very good. Again, this Saturday, March 30th at the Agri Hall in Audubon. They hope you stop on out. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you still have some time for the 39th annual Audubon County Pheasants Forever Banquet. Pat Peterson, president of the Audubon for Life of the Audubon County Pheasants Forever, is in with us here this morning. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Jim.